Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
And Tage, we talked last night about, when it starts going in for you, it's probably going to start going in for you. And here you are getting a couple here in Toronto, and it seems like you feel confident now or look confident in your shooting.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the same confidence the whole season. I'm not too worried. I've been through it before where I go on streaks, and, sometimes you get cold, and it happens. So I think you just got to stick with it. You can't change anything. And, for me, I feel like if I'm getting chances and looks, they're going to go in eventually. So, my mindset is just to continue to do the same things, don't change anything. And I thought tonight was a great game. Goals aside, I thought we played really hard. Back-to-back against a pretty good team. I thought we were the better team in both games. So, nice to get a point tonight. Obviously, would have liked to get two there, but 3 out of 4 on the weekend is pretty good.
Why do you think the power play has been so successful of late?
I think, we have a shot mentality. We're getting to the blue paint. So I think you see that goal we had there as a result of that. Dulles shoots the puck. We got 3 guys around the net. Rebound pops out. I think when we try to, slow things down and overcomplicate things, wait for a perfect look, that's kind of when we get ourselves into trouble. I think when we keep it simple and shoot and get to the net is when we get their PK spinning a little bit, and that's when we've had success.
Over time, do you just look at some bad luck? I mean, you had some golden opportunities right at the end before they scored, and it just seemed like the puck wouldn't sit down or whatever it was, but you couldn't get the opportunity to set it down to get the shot.
Yeah, no, we had our looks. In overtime there, we have a 2-on-1. Quinny, I thought, made a really good pass and hits the skate blade of their D. So a little unfortunate there, and then obviously it bounces on OP walking down the middle. So tough bounce there, and they go down the other way and on a quick counter and score, and I think we're a half an inch from winning the game at the other end. So that's the way it goes sometimes, but I liked our game, and I think we got to continue to do the things that are getting us to this point. We can, you obviously want the 2 points, but I think overall we can be really happy with our effort in the last 2 games.
Tage, Alex Tuch steps in, take on Jake McCabe after that hit on Byram. What does that say to you when a leader like Alex Tuch does that, steps in to defend a teammate?
Yeah, that's huge. That's what you want to see, and that's big character, teammate of ours, and it's not easy to do that. And he steps in for Bo getting hit there, and I think that's something that everyone on our bench respects, and that makes us want to play harder for each other too. When you see a guy like doing something like that,
do you need to start?
Sammy hit me with a shot in the back of the leg, so didn't feel too great.
Do you look at it? Like I look at the Montreal game, and you had your chances. They had their chances. Pretty even hockey game, actually. But you didn't get a point out of it. Do you look at, you know, you had to, another, again, you're in an even game, a hard-fought game here, that you got to at least get a point out of it. And that's what you guys got to start doing, is getting points out of these games when you do play a good hockey game or an even hockey game.
Yeah, I mean, every single game we've played this season, we've been right there, been in it, one goal, two goal game, all the way to the end. So, you know, sometimes it just comes down to bad puck luck, and sometimes it's, you know, self-inflicted with our puck decisions. And I think we've seen both sides of that. But I think if we can continue to limit the puck, you know, the puck errors on our end, you know, we're going to start to see us getting more points as we continue moving forward. Because I think, you know, we've been really difficult to play against. You know, I think obviously that's a very high offensive power team, and I think over the last two games we frustrated them a lot. So just got to continue doing those things.
What did your team do to help UPL in his first start? What do they need to do to really help him get comfortable, for lack of a better term, as he starts the season?
Well, I mean, I think obviously it's tough when you've been injured and you're stepping into a game like that on a back-to-back. So a lot of times, you know, just going to have to find his footing. I thought the kill stepped up big time for him today. And, you know, I think in a game, honestly, tonight, where there's not as many shots, it's almost harder for a goalie, I feel like, to kind of get into a rhythm. I don't want to speak for a goalie, but I feel like usually when, you know, it's a higher shot volume game, you can usually get into a rhythm, feel the puck a little bit more, and your mind's in it a little more. So I think it's just going to be repetition. Obviously, you know, we're, what is it, 8 games in now, and he hasn't played yet. So it's a big ask, you know, stepping in right away and making an impact like that. So I think everyone in the room's got confidence in him, and he's going to, you know, find his footing here quick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.